Pilgrims from Malta, Holland, England and Ireland are converging on the Vatican for tomorrow's canonization of four new saints. Charles Collins takes a closer look at the lives and witnesses of the blessed.
The four new saints come from four different countries. Three are priests, one a woman religious. All concern themselves with spreading the gospel, and all continue to touch the lives of others to this very day. The best way to learn more about them is to speak to those who have worked closely with their causes of canonization. George Preka was a Maltese priest who founded the Society of Christian Doctrine, a society of lay catechists. In Malta, he is affectionately known as Don Georg, and is popularly referred to as the Second Apostle of Malta, after St. Paul himself. Father Charles Shaluna is the postulator of his cause.
Blessed George was inspired by a famous phrase from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, where Paul tells Timothy, whatever you have heard from me in the presence of witnesses, pass it on to reliable people who in their turn will be able to pass it on to others. And this sort of passing on of the faith was at the basis of the inspiration of Blessed George to found the Society of Christian Doctrine.
From France, Marie-Eugénie Milleret started a new religious family dedicated to education, the Religious of the Assumption. The Religious of the Assumption unite contemplation with the various aspects of education. Today, the congregation is in 34 countries. The postulator for her cause is Father François Duthel.
Alors, je crois que son charisme a été essentiellement un projet de vie apostolique.
He says that Marie-Eugénie had an apostolate of life deeply rooted in prayer. For her, every person is called to become what God wants them to be and to realize their mission in the world. Her teaching method was animated by the vision of man created in the image of God. St. Charles of Mount Argus, sometimes known as St. Charles of St. Andrew, is a Dutch-born Passionist priest who was sent by his order to England, where he founded three monasteries. He then went to the newly established Monastery of Mount Argus on the outskirts of Dublin. Father Lawrence Rywalt is a member of the Passionist order.
Charles's charism is very interesting, especially, I believe, for today. He never really mastered the English language very well, and yet he worked for most of his religious life, did ministry among the English-speaking people in Ireland. His message really was that of his charism, was of caring for the sick, of being able to see in the sick the image of Christ crucified, which is our Passionist tradition.
Simon of Lipnice was a Polish Franciscan friar, known for his commitment to evangelization and to giving witness to charity. This was especially apparent during the last year of his life, when a plague broke out in Krakow. Simon cared for the material and spiritual needs of the victims, until succumbing to the disease himself. Father Sean Collins is an Irish Franciscan.
His message is, I think, first of all, that we need to know Jesus Christ. We need to know Jesus Christ crucified. We need to be imbued with a love of Christ. We need to be consistent in living the Christian message. It's not something just for Sundays or for going to church on special occasions, but it's something that must be brought into our daily life.
The canonization of these four people bring to 14 the number of saints declared by Pope Benedict XVI. I'm Charles Collins.